There's a really good chance right now that you're listening to this and you have so much potential, but it's trapped inside you. And you even know that you have this potential. So many visions, goals, dreams, aspirations that if you were to achieve them, they would affect those around you, your community in such a major way, but it's trapped by this four-letter word, and we're going to try and free it today.
The Creator Podcast.
My name is Deion Williams, a.k.a. Deion Does, and I truly believe that we were all created in the image of the ultimate creator, and therefore it's in us all to create. And this show aims to help you and I both level up in this four-dimensional game of life so that we can go out and create for good, whether that's for ourselves, our family, the community around us, but all of this a part of a generational vision of a family of creators coming together to be the difference. Creator fam, what is going on? I apologize. Your boy might sound a little raspy. Been recording a lot. I might be losing my voice a little bit, but we're going to push through. Please believe. Please believe. Today, I want to talk about risk. That's the four-letter word, man, that has so much potential trapped around the world. Because I do believe we all are almost like, it's like a seed. We all are a seed of potential, and you could have the greatest apple tree in this seed, right? It's going to grow up to be the most successful apple tree to ever apple tree, right? Just popping apples out left and right, bam, bam, bam. But if it never gets planted, never gets watered, never reaches that potential, that's how it's going to end. It's just that potential. And I think a lot of us leave this experience, this game that we call life, or you can even say transition to the next phase. I think we transition with a lot of untapped potential. And it's sad when you really get to think about it. And that's why I do my best to move with a sense of urgency. Because when I look back at my time here, I'm like, man, I could be further than where I'm at. And this episode isn't about dwelling over that and being negative, but we should learn from that. Look back into your past and be like, man, could I be further than where I'm at right now if I didn't get distracted doing this or was afraid to really move forward because of that? Okay? And I think this word risk traps so many of us. And this was inspired, like a lot of these episodes are now, from a conversation I was having with someone and a student. And they were paralyzed by their goals, their dreams, their vision. Instead of, like, I think in the reverse, that should be something that motivates you, pushes you, or not even pushes you, pulls you every day to try and make that happen. Like when it's in a healthy place, that's where it's at. But it is possible that you can end up in this situation where you're trapped. And it's almost like these goals are so big and they're looking down on you and you're just this defenseless, small, little, insignificant man or woman that couldn't possibly stand up to those. And that happens. And they were kind of struggling with this feeling of being paralyzed by all of that. And there's a few other things going down, but it really came down to risk. And this person had done their due diligence to try and put themselves in a position where they were going to have to make calculated risks, but they couldn't get over the fact that it was still a risk. They were trying to eliminate risk. And my message to you guys today is that that's not the goal. You can't eliminate risk, right? Risk is going to be there. No matter how calculated you get, at some point there will be risk. And I do think we should be calculated. But don't ever think you're moving forward with no risk, all right? And that brings our principle coming to us from Mr. Muhammad Ali, who says, he who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life. One more time. He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life. Now, I think he was going a little hard on y'all. If you don't risk, will you accomplish nothing? Quite possibly, because here's the point. It's all about your perspective on risk, right? And so I actually do agree with him, because there's risks that we face every day. It's just about our perspective on it. And that's what I had to help my student with. The day before. And so here's what we need to look at. When you're driving your car, there's risk. There's risk that you could get in an accident and die. I don't know the numbers exactly, but I'm sure it happens every day. I don't know at what rate, but there's car accidents every single day. And there might be times that, I was on my way to pick my kids up from school at like 3 o'clock in the middle of the day and got hit by a drunk driver. Right? You want to talk about risk. We don't go out on New Year's. Like, we won't do that. New Year's Eve, we don't go out. Like, we chill in the crib, have fun. Because that's when the crazies is out. They drinking. That's why, your local officials might have checkpoints set up. Because they know. On that day, the risk goes up of being hit by a drunk driver. So, for that reason, I don't go. I make calculated risks and say, you know what? I know I could have an accident. I know I could get hit by a drunk driver, but I'm not going to drive around those times. I'll drive at 3 o'clock in the middle of the day to pick my kids up from school. Well, guess what? Ninja was going the wrong side on the road. Boom. Totaled my wife's car that I was driving, or her truck, and then tried to flee the scene and ended up crashing up ahead. And so there was very little risk, but I still got bit. That is part of the game. And every now and then, just because how life works and we all have our unique stories, sometimes you're going to get hit with the stuff that has some of the lowest chances of happening. My wife has a rare connective tissue disorder you should see some of these doctor's appointments. My wife being diagnosed, and there's still some things that they're still trying to figure out about her health. It completely changed how I look at doctors. This is kind of a side rant. This isn't the principle here, but oh my Lord, growing up, you get sick, you go to the doctor heals you, right? They give you the medicine, they tell you what's going on, help you understand. You're like, oh, I didn't know that, but you did because you're the doctor. Thank you. Boom. I'm going to go home and go be healthy or better because you helped me. Yo, we go to some of these doctor's appointments for my wife. They don't know. And they the specialist. And they've specialized to have a lot of big words to tell you that they don't know what the fluff's going on and what to do. I'm somewhat exaggerating, right? They do what they can to help. But, like, there's no cure. There's no fix. It's trying to cope with symptoms. But, you know, and I said that I went on that little rant as part of me saying that, yo, we got hit with something that is rare, extremely rare. And so you can do all that you can to be calculated and eat right and try to stay healthy or not avoid dangerous investments with your finances. If you can't handle risk, you're not going to achieve anything, and not anything of meaning and purpose. And so we have to, as creators, we have to be okay with sitting down and being comfortable around risk. And it may not, and even if you're not at a place where you're comfortable yet, you can get to a place of being comfortable with making the decision to be courageous. Like Mr. Muhammad Ali was telling us, he who is not courageous enough to take risk will accomplish nothing in life. And courageous isn't the absence of fear. It's still moving forward when the fear is there. But the next layer of my message is you can get a perspective on risk so that you're able to move forward just like you are when you're driving your car, right? Most of us aren't shaking and terrified when we drive to the store. But if I were to remind you, even though it may be small, there's a risk that you get in an accident and you get severely hurt or die. The risk is there. But you do things like wearing your seatbelt, driving safely, you know, avoiding New Year's Eve, all that stuff to try and minimize it. So again, I'm not saying don't calculate risk. Don't be foolish. But do not let risk stop you. Because that is when you get to a certain point in your life and you look back and you have this regret. And a lot of us have probably already been there as we look back and we're like, man, I could have done so much more at this point. I could be so much further with my marriage, my business, my health, whatever it may be. And it's okay. I don't look back on those and dwell on it and be negative, but also don't look forward at your goals and dreams and be paralyzed because of the risk. All right? We want to have that urgency from us not moving in our past. And we also want to keep the urgency when we look at the potential and we have expectations towards achieving the things that we dream about, these visions that we have, these goals that we have. All right? And so now it's time to put some feet to it. But one more time, I'm going to run it back from Mr. Ali himself, who's telling you that if you will not be courageous enough to take risks, don't expect to achieve anything of meaning in your life. I want you guys to do me a favor, pull out your creator frame. We're looking through it. All right, if you're brand new, the creator frame is our faith, relationships, energy, and economics. These are the four dimensions of this game that we call life. Yes, we do call life a game, not because we don't take it serious. You can take a game serious, but it gives us that nice balance of understanding that, yes, a game has rules, right? A game has goals and achievements, and there's a way to win. But yes, there's also a way to lose. But at the same time, with the game, let's have some fun, right? You don't want to just win, but not enjoy the ride, not have fun with it. And so it puts us in the state of a loose, relaxed seriousness. And we know we're playing the game right when we're creating from a place of us already winning, right? We're not playing the game and hoping we beat the game so that we can win. Nope, we win the game with our perspective, with our mindset, with our understanding that success is something that we're standing on, not something we're working towards. And then we actually create from success, not towards success. Very, very deep for some. And for some of you guys, you like, preach it, brother. If you need help understanding this, please check out freecreatorcode.com. This is the code that we live by as creators. Now, in these four different dimensions of this game, again, we have faith, which is whatever we're living for that's bigger than us. For me, that's Jesus Christ. We have relationships with ourselves and others. We have our energy, which is our health and our fitness. And then we have our economics, which is our money. And it creates this acronym called FREE. And you notice when you're living this four-dimensional lifestyle, right, you have this feeling of freedom. And anytime you deviate from it, and I do, oh my Lord, don't I, of this settling for a standard less than living four-dimensionally, you feel it. You don't feel free. You feel trapped. You feel weighed down. You feel anxious. You feel depressed. And please understand, when I'm talking about living a four-dimensional lifestyle, I'm not saying that you are 100% satisfied with all of your circumstances around you. No, I'm saying that you're moving in a place of gratitude, firstly, and you are conscious and you are aware of your potential to create in all of these areas. And you're not just taking what life gives you. You may get a atomic bomb dropped on your energy like my wife did. We talked about her rare connective tissue disorder. A bomb dropped on it. She's not jumping for joy for that, right? But in that area of her life, she's still holding on to her identity as a creator, right? And moving forward with the mindset of gratitude and abundance versus lack and scarcity. That is four-dimensional living, all right? Just applying that to all areas. So we're looking through our creator frame here, our faith, relationships, energy, economics, and we're asking the question, where could I use a new perspective on risk, right? Maybe you want to take a risk on asking someone out on a date. That's a risk. Now, should you calculate it? Maybe if you haven't met the person ever in your life, but you've just been stalking them on Instagram for 4 years, there's probably a lot of risk right there. There's a chance you get tased or a restraining order put on you because that's just creepy. Don't do that. But maybe you've been getting to know this person. You're feeling them. They may or may not be feeling you, but you're comfortable. And you're like, you know what? I don't want to move forward in life thinking, what if? Take the risk. All right. Now, here's how we get more perspective on the risk. We're zooming in, but we're zooming in to zoom out, right? Because when you zoom in too much, these things that you want to do can kind of tower over you. The risk can pile up. But I like to zoom in to get more details and to understand it. Try to seek understanding on what you're afraid of, right? Because risk is just a situation where we're exposed to danger. So try to get clarity on the danger and the chances of it really happening. And even if it did happen, is it even that bad? And when you zoom in for that reason, you actually zoom out and you see it for what it really is, just like the car crash. Could a car crash happen? Yes. And if I zoom in and watch car crash documentaries, I'll never drive because I'll be afraid. But when I zoom in and say, okay, my percentages are low, and there's even things I can do to take care of myself so that if an accident did happen, the chances of me being severely hurt go down even more, and I can drive with peace and confidence, okay? A good book, man, I believe the title is How to Stop Worrying. It might even be How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie. Man, that's a really good book. And I think I'm a worrier by nature. Like, it's natural for me. My mom was a big worrier. I watched her worry. And so this book helped me a lot. And I remember one of the principles in it was that he talked about just really investigating, like really diving into the worst case scenario. So let's say you're afraid to ask someone out. Dive into the worst case scenario. Like, what is it? The worst case might be that they say no, and they're offended by it and they never want to talk to you again. That's like the worst case scenario, right? You could try to stretch it a little more and say then they're so offended they want to like poison your food and kill you. But then you want to be honest, like, yeah, there's like some percentage on the table for that to happen. Probably so low though, it's almost hard to even measure it. And then even when we say like they're offended and don't want to even talk to you again, that's far-fetched. Maybe they say no, and because you kind of crossed that line and asked them out, it's a little awkward for a little bit, and you might have to do some work to kind of get it back to where it was. That's likely, right? So sit in that. And say, man, let's say that happened. Could I bounce back from that? And if the answer is no, that's okay. That means you just might have some work to do and you should start there. But most likely, yes, you're going to be okay. Right? And play this out in whatever scenario. Right? I ask my boss for a raise. He says no. I say, okay, we go back to life as normal. Or I start the business. It fails. All right. I keep my job. And I try another business. That's it. Or whatever it may be, right? I actually go to church and just give it a shot. All right? It's not for me. I don't really get nothing out of it, but I look into it. Like, you know, I've talked to atheists that feel like if they give it a shot, they're like betraying some like society or something. Like, you've never even looked into it. Look into it. You might like God. It's okay. And if you go down that path and it's not for you, you can't go back. Of course you can go back. You're free. And so let's get a perspective on this risk that we have in our life. Some of us are getting fooled, right? We think the risk is worse or more damaging than it really is. And in that book, that's kind of what he's like, yo, can you handle the worst case scenario? And when you can get to a place where you're like, yes, I can, then you move forward and you realize the worst case scenario doesn't even happen. Or if anything bad happens, it's not even close to that. So if you could handle the worst case, you could handle everything else before it. But here's the thing. On the flip side, what if it works, though? What if it works? You want to know? All right, little mini rant again. This episode's a little longer, but y'all going to hold this. Probably one of the, I had a time, I think I was a gambling addict. I think I was. And it wasn't like bad. Like, I wasn't like gambling my family's rent away. But was it the first time? So I went to Vegas for a Madden tournament one time. I can't remember if that was my first time in Vegas or not. I can't remember. But I know I ended up losing like $800 on, first it was $400 on the craps table. And then, and this is before I was about to play my Madden game, like for the tournament. And I lost it and I was mad. I was like, dang. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just get it back real quick. I don't have a lot of time to try to work back on craps. So I'm going to just go to roulette. And I'm going to put $400 on black. And then I lost that. So I was down $800. And then I went to my Madden game and I ended up losing that game. And I forget exactly how much it was. It was like, it was a pretty decent sized tournament. And I got I think it was like around $1,500 just for showing up. And so like, if I would have won and went on to the next round, I might have won like $2,000-$3,000 more. And so I lost to that. And I was in Vegas just depressed. I remember my wife was there. We were out with some friends. They wanted to go back out. And I just couldn't. I was like, nope. I done lost all my money. I lost in Madden. And then the next day, I was trying to get the money back. I was in Vegas. And, like, their ATMs were, like, hitting for, like, $10, $20. Like, you know the little fee that they take out? And I just kept going back trying to win my money. And I didn't. And it was just this horrible cycle. And it got worse. The whole reason I told y'all that, though, was because my motto to my wife was always, like, what if it hits, though? What if it hits, though? So I want you guys to channel your old, the old Dion addicted gambler mindset. This is a horrible story to try to draw this principle from, but there's power in it. Be calculated. What if it hits, though? Because I would tell my wife, like, yo, she'd be like, Ninja, you need to stop. Stop putting your money on black. And I'm like, you're right. Because if I lose, this isn't a calculated risk, but like, this was foolish. But hear me out. I'd be like, yo, you're right. If I put 500 more on black, I'm going to be sad if it's red. But what if it hits, though? What if it hits, though? If it hits, I'm back in the game, or I'm better off than where I was. And sometimes it would hit. If you ask my wife, one of her favorite moments was we were at the Bahamas. And this isn't like a be smart with your money, people. I'll go on a gambling rant maybe in another episode. I'm not telling y'all to go gamble. Please don't. Yeah, that's for another episode. But listen, maybe a money episode, right? Be good stewards of your money. Don't be foolish with it, right? Don't just throw it away and expect big things to happen in it. That's common sense. But one of the most fun times we had, we were at this cruise on the Bahamas and they had a casino in there. And I'm telling y'all, we were in a this is not our broke times. But we were playing craps, and you could put, I think the max bet was 600. And my wife hates gambling. Like, I mean, she likes it, but she hates it for like the risk that's involved in it. And I'm just a risk type ninja, right? I could be a lot more it took me getting older to start being more calculated with my risk. But I always tell her, like, yo, just put 600 on the field. And if you play craps, you put it on the field, it can either double, or if they hit, I believe it's a 12, it can triple. And twice I had her put the max bet on the field and it tripled. She tripled $600. That feeling, oh my Lord. And again, I'm gonna circle back around to make sure y'all get the reason I'm telling this story. But yo, I was like, yo, put it down. And my wife even knows it when I say, what if it hits though? She knows what I'm talking about. And I'll say that to different things in our life. Like, yo, babe, you should do this. And she's like, nah, what if this happens? What if that happens? I'm like, yeah, but what if it hits, though? She put that 600 down, and you got a table full of people around you, and that hits that triple. The whole crowd goes, oh, snap. She's like, oh. Even the little dealer people who are usually serious, they're like, dang, oh, snap. You take it off, and she's happy, and I'm like, babe, drop it back on there. She's like, no, the risk. I'm like, yeah. But what if it hits, though? And it hit again. And that was like one of the funnest times we've had. Now let's circle it back. This wasn't a gambling promo, okay? This is a, what if that book that you want to write, but you're like, there's risk. What if it doesn't sell? What if people laugh at me? What if people don't believe in it? Yes, I hear you. But what if it hits, though? I'm telling you, I had all of those same things. I wanted to, let's go all the way back. I wanted to do a website teaching people how to get better at a video game, Madden Mastermind. I probably pushed that off for almost a year because I was afraid. There was risk. What if people don't want to learn from me? What if I'm not good enough? Although I had been playing the game really, really hard, buying everything I could to improve my game, improve my knowledge. It was a calculated risk, but there was risk. But guess what? Boy, did it hit though. It hit and it started a ripple effect that led me to where I'm at now. And if we want to be honest, there was ripple effects before that that even led to me having the confidence to do the website. And so even though it was weak at the time, right? There was a lot of things that happened before that. And I've told some of those stories on this podcast. So the question that I want you to ask yourself is, what if it hits though? Please don't be foolish. I wasn't telling you to put 600 on the field. Don't write me. Deion, I can't pay my rent. I put 600 on black and it didn't hit. Okay, that's what you get. That wasn't my point. So I hope y'all do understand that. So look through your creator frame and figure out, where do I need to increase my risk tolerance? Calculated risk, by the way, but understand that the risk will be there. And when you identify it, I want you to create the next step. Write it down. What is the next step of me moving forward despite the risk, me being courageous, despite the fact, maybe it's as simple as asking her on the date, asking her to be your girlfriend. Maybe it's getting the business license, getting the LLC, running your first ad, hiring your first employee. All right. Maybe it's putting your email in freecreatorcode.com. Get this code that we live by. If what I was saying about success and being the difference, not trying to fake like you have it or trying to do it, just being the difference, you need to check out freecreatorcode.com. This one went a little bit long, but it's good. There'll be episodes like this every now and then. I'm gonna just start ranting and y'all gonna have to hold it. But I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Stay safe, and until next time, God first, God bless.